Monsieur le Président, Dr. Chan, Honorable Ministre, Distingué Délégué, bonjour. I am pleased to be here on behalf of the Honorable Rona Ambrose, Canada's Minister of Health. Collectively, we are facing increasingly complex health challenges that cannot be addressed by the health sector alone. A significant health challenge in one area can have ramifications for all countries. The objective of building resilient health systems is crucial to advancing our common goal of improving global health. It means having the capacity to deliver rapid and integrated responses to health emergencies, that the needs of the most vulnerable are met, and that core health programs and services are maintained. Et cela veut dire qu'il faut déployer des travailleurs de la santé et des intervenants d'urgence qualifiés au moment et à l'endroit où leur présence est nécessaire. It has also reinforced the importance of the international health regulations, an historic global health undertaking that Canada proudly endorsed a decade ago. Canada is committed to helping others strengthen capacities to deal with public health threats. In the case of the Ebola outbreak, Canada sent 17 teams of scientists to West Africa with mobile laboratories to provide rapid diagnostic testing and infection control measures. Canadian Armed Forces helped treat healthcare workers in Sierra Leone who had been exposed to the virus. And the Canadian Red Cross helped recruit, train, and deploy medical personnel and emergency experts to West Africa. Canada is also participating in international trials to speed up the development of promising treatments and vaccines. And to date, we have committed more than $110 million and technical support to this global fight to stop the Ebola outbreak. Canada recognizes the courageous contributions of healthcare workers in this effort and the impacts and sacrifices of citizens of these countries. As the focus of the response shifts to recovery, the Government of Canada will assess how it can best contribute its efforts in the region. At the same time, there's another threat that's brewing more slowly. Canada believes we must be equally steadfast in addressing the complex and unseen risks arising from antimicrobial resistance. We have recently announced our Federal Action Plan on Antimicrobial Resistance and Use. This plan includes ongoing investments in the Canadian Antimicrobial Resistance Surveillance System, which enables us to provide a national picture and evidence to guide policies and actions. We have established an advisory group, and we are working with our provinces and territories and key partners from all sectors to develop a pan-Canadian strategy to address AMR. We will continue to work closely with international partners as well to effect real global progress in this area. As we gear up to tackle emerging issues, we must not forget ongoing challenges, in particular, women and children's health. The 2010 Muskoka Initiative on Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health and subsequent global action have contributed to lower maternal and child mortality rates. However, malnutrition and disease still threaten the lives of mothers and children. And this is why Prime Minister Harper hosted the Saving Every Woman, Every Child Summit in Toronto last May to mobilize the international community around this critical issue. And why we pledged $3 billion for the coming years to tackle this. As part of our commitment, Prime Minister Harper announced $500 million to the Gavi Alliance and another $150 million to the Micronutrient Initiative. Finally, we are supporting the renewal of the Global Strategy for Women's, Children's, and Adolescents' Health and the establishment of a Global Financing Facility in support of every woman, every child. We invite member states to join us in all of these efforts. Merci. Thank you.